On Mix 97.850 with the crew. Our guest is Lauren Ash from the television show, very popular show, Superstore Cloud 9. Lauren, I'm just on my Netflix account. The show, Superstore number 8 today in Canada. Number eight.
Amazing.
And if you want to follow Lauren Ash, you can follow her on Instagram. You know, she only has 184,000 followers, though.
Yeah, what the hell's the matter with that? Only 184,000. Come on.
I got to tell you, though, that there's like 20,000 of those that have just been since January. It's really the Canadians who are coming through. I got to tell you, it's so amazing. The support ever since the show's come on to Netflix up there has truly been amazing.
I want to get this in, Lauren, before we lose you this morning in L.A.
Yeah.
Your mom, Laurel, I spoke to her a couple of weeks ago, Dehan, and she was telling me a bit about your history. She's retiring from CRA, I believe, in the next few weeks. So don't forget to send cash, flowers, and a card, okay?
I never could. I never would. She's got a birthday coming up next week, too. So there's lots of gift-giving opportunities. It's going to be great.
Good.
It's going to be great for her. But listen, I got to tell you, Sean, before we go, you kept asking me on the break, you know, Lauren, do you remember Mix 97? Did you listen to Mix 97? And my question to you, my friend, is do you remember me being in your office singing, promoting Suds, the musical I was in when I was at Quinney Secondary School circa 2000, 2001? Because it sounds to me like you've forgotten me.
Uh-oh. Sean's got a forgetful memory, though. He does, Lauren. Sometimes he forgets.
Listen, it's only been 20 years, so I don't know how that's possible, but...
So you were at the radio station. You came in and performed in my office?
Correct. Yeah, we brought a little keyboard in there. Mr. McFarland from Quinney Secondary School and the cast of Suds and I, and we sang live. We sang live in your office.
I remember that well. Now I remember
that.
There
you go.
Yeah. I remember it. Do you know Orlena's? Orlena's a graduate of Quinney Secondary.
Yeah, Quinney Secondary School alumni, girl. It's no more.
Amazing. I love it.
The school's no more, but, you know, its legacy will live on. You could probably do another series using stories from high school.
Oh, 100%. And listen, I came back 2018 when Quinney closed, and it was a very emotional experience. I got to say, it was really sad for me. I have a lot of great memories there, and getting to walk up on that stage one last time, which was one of the first places that I got a chance to perform when I was first starting, it was a very bittersweet moment for me, I got to say.
So Belleville's home, elementary school, high school here, as you mentioned earlier, off to Toronto. They've done so well. You were part of that Wilkinson show on television. You did work with Ron James. You've been busting your butt for a long time doing this, and couldn't be more happier for you with all the success that you've had with NBC and Superstore. Tomorrow night's the final episode.
That's right. The final two air live tomorrow on NBC at 8 o'clock and 8:30. We've got the full hour slot. It's the last episode. And it's the end of an era. I got to tell you, 6 years on a show, it's a long time. The cast is my family. We're very close, and it's very sad. There's going to be a lot of tears. I got to tell you that.
Don't forget us. I know you have a lot of big fans and everywhere all over. We were watching a little bit of video on you talking about the time that you met Ryan Gosling and how that was such a fun moment when you walked into a door. You've probably met a lot of Hollywood celebrities, but is that the one that kind of like stands out for you?
You know, it's wild. It's weird because you'll also meet people out of context here. Like in that situation, I was on Lars and the Real Girl with him. But the thing about Hollywood is that you run into people everywhere, at the gas pump, at the grocery store. Now, again, COVID is a different situation. But prior to that, I mean, you can literally like look up at a restaurant and then be like, oh my gosh, like there's, five big stars that have just come in. And it's a very strange, very bizarre life and existence, I got to tell you. But at the end of the day, if I had to crown a winner, it's got to be the Gosling. I mean, he's Canadian and it was an iconic moment, truly making a fool of myself, walking into a door in front of him for sure.
Now, when you're out and about shopping at Walmart, do you get recognized when you're out and about now?
Listen, I'm a huge Target shopper. I go there a lot. I love it. And yes, I get recognized a lot. The employees usually fear me
when they see me. They're usually like, you know, kind of hiding, you know, glancing. Oh, my gosh, it's Dina, which is pretty funny. And again, much like I thanked Vanessa earlier, I just I love to spread the word that I'm not like Dina on the show. I'm not there to make anybody's day harder. But it's great. You know, I mean, that is one of our target demographics on this show, certainly, is people who work in those kinds of stores. So, yeah, when you go into one of those stores now, there's a pretty big opportunity, a pretty big chance they're probably going to recognize you. Even in a mask now, I got to tell you, people hear your voice and they know you right away.
Well, all the best tomorrow night. We'll be watching the final hour with Superstore Cloud 9. And really nice to catch up with you this morning. I wish we had more time. And our phone lines are just nonstop phoning, but... like you, the show ends, and hopefully this is not our final show, Arlena, is it?
No. We're just getting going. We're going to be, our show's going to blow up any year now, and we're going to be on Netflix, too. It's going to be behind the scenes, though. Everything that happens off air.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it.
Thanks for this. You want to say hi to anybody in Mix Nation this morning, Lauren?
Oh, listen, I want to say hi to everybody. I know I had so many people reaching out. I know that, you guys had mentioned on Mix 97, had mentioned me recently in Superstore, and I had so many lovely people reaching out to me on Facebook and saying hello. And so everybody, all of my friends from QSS and Prince of Wales and everybody I worked with at Zellers, hi to everyone. And thank you all so very much for the support. It honestly means so very much. And it's been such a pleasure getting to talk this morning and take those calls. It's been so fun. So thank you so much.
Lauren Ash from the NBC show Superstore Cloud9. Thank you for your time. Continued success and God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.